The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, June 8th, 2015. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 54th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what was the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: Cinema Blend ran a story on a statement made by filmmaker Kevin Smith that his upcoming Clerks 3 movie will be, and I quote, "like a King Lear movie in a convenience store. It's funny, but it's also f***ing sad." Slate was one of many outlets that ran the newly released first trailer of Michael Fassbender and Marion Cotillard in Macbeth. Looks bloody great. See what I did there? The Memphis Flyer previewed the upcoming production of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Tennessee Shakespeare Company, set in the Bayou, running through June 21st at the University of Memphis main stage. Star News previewed All's Well That Ends Well by Cape Fear Shakespeare, running through the end of the month at Greenfield Lake in Wilmington, North Carolina. The Georgia Strait previewed a steampunk-themed The Comedy of Errors by Bard on the Beach in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, through September. Sounds really cool. The Daily Camera ran a story previewing the upcoming summer season by the Colorado Shakespeare Festival, including Much Ado, Othello, Henry V, and Henry VI Part 1. The plays are performed in Boulder, Colorado. The Albuquerque Journal previewed Julius Caesar by Vortex Theater, the first of two plays this season for Shakespeare on the Plaza, the other one being Taming of the Shrew. This production is set in Washington, D.C., in the year 2065. The show sounds interesting, and it opens this week in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Atlanta in Town reviewed Coriolanus at the Shakespeare Tavern, which runs in Atlanta, Georgia through mid-June, calling it bold, clever, and powerful. Arts ATL also reviewed the production, calling it respectable and well-cast. Broadway World reviewed The Comedy of Errors by Post 5, which runs through the end of the month at the Post 5 Theater in Portland, Oregon, calling it silly and goofy and just fun. Oregon Live also previewed the production, saying that one can't help but be refreshed by the entire ensemble's joyous enthusiasm. The Courier-Journal reviewed The Tempest by Kentucky Shakespeare, calling it a straightforward interpretation of the play. It runs in Louisville, Kentucky through the end of July, joined later this summer by Macbeth and Taming of the Shrew. Ground Zero reviewed As You Like It by Flatwater Shakespeare Company, saying that the production that ran last weekend but will later tour the Lincoln, Nebraska area is fun and irreverent. Penn Live reviewed Troilus and Cressida by Gamut Theater Group, running in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania through June 20th. They called the modern update well-mounted. The Telegraph reviewed the new production of King John by Shakespeare's Globe, giving the production running through the end of the month 4 out of 5 stars and saying it could hardly be more timely. And finally, The Idaho Statesman reviewed The Tempest by Idaho Shakespeare Festival, running through the end of July in Boise, Idaho, saying that all the bells and whistles aside, the real magic of this production is in its language. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On June 2, 1420, Henry V married French princess Catherine of Valois after the Post-Agincourt Treaty of Troyes recognized the former Prince Hal as the regent and heir to the throne of France and arranged for the royal wedding. On June 3, 1397, William de Montacute, 2nd Earl of Salisbury, died. Salisbury fought under both Edward, Black Prince of Wales, and John of Gaunt in the Hundred Years' War. On June 4, two film versions of Julius Caesar were released. The 1953 Joseph Mankiewicz screen adaptation with Marlon Brando opened in the U.S., and the 1970 version directed by Stuart Burge and starring Charlton Heston opened in the U.K. On June 5, 1341, Edmund of Langley, 1st Duke of York, was born. Edmund was an advisor to Richard II, but resigned his post, siding instead with Bolingbroke and helping him usurp the crown and become Henry IV. Also on June 5th, but in 1607, Susanna Shakespeare, Willie's daughter, married Dr. John Hall in Stratford. On June 6, 1977, actress Sophie Stewart passed away. She played Celia in the 1936 version of As You Like It with Laurence Olivier and Elizabeth Bergner. On June 7, 1893, Edwin Booth, famed American Shakespearean actor, an older brother of Lincoln assassin John Wilkes Booth, died in New York City. On the same day in 1394, Anne of Bohemia, wife of King Richard II, died without children at age 28. His childless state made Bolingbroke's usurpation all the easier, and the War of the Roses pretty much an inevitability. On June 8, 1376, Edward, Black Prince of Wales, died, most likely from a long-lasting case of dysentery. He predeceased his father, King Edward III, by a year, so when the king died, he left the throne to a 10-year-old Richard II, a boy unprepared for the task ahead. And as we know from the Second Tetralogy, that doesn't end well. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending June the 8th, 2015. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.